On Form by Jill Webb.
Well, it's a good job one of us was.
Well, here I am, Eth, and I'm hoping we can do this censored thing together. Hate forms me. I mean, the things they ask. They're downright nosy.
Hello, Edie. Come in and let's try to get it done right. Sit yourself down at table and I'll get a pen.
Have you got kettle on? I can't think without a brew.
Yes, wait a minute, Edie. I'll get a pen, then put kettle on. Any more requests before I sit down? Garibaldi or homemade cookie?
Now you're talking, I'll have a cookie. The bigger the better, and don't forget the pen.
Please, I'll have a cookie, please.
Please, stop wittering, Eth. Tar for brew and cookie. You do it, will you? You're writing so much neater than mine. Fill me name in and date of birth and address while I look through your form.
But it says, are you the person filling it in?
Well, I am. I'm telling you all the stuff to go on it. Now, see what I mean? Look at this further on. They want to know whether I'm straight, gay, or anything else. Nosy beaks. I mean, whatever has that got to do with the price of milk? I'm not filling it in. Nothing to do with them, clipboard freaks.
Stop winding yourself up, Edie. Look, it says you don't have to. It's not compulsory.
And look at this.
There now, I've made a mistake. Ticked wrong box. Put you down as male. Could you just shut up a minute, Edie? I can't think. And there isn't a box for bossy to tick.
Oh, well, that's me told then. I'd love to see what Connie and Pat put on theirs, wouldn't you, Eth? I bet Connie has A-levels in teapots.
Did you get any A-levels, Edie? I'm on to that question now.
A degree in life, Eth. That's what I've got. What more could you want?
There isn't a box for that.
Well, I may not have gone to Oxford like Percy Shelley, but I'm not stupid.
I'm impressed that you knew Percy Shelley went to Oxford. I didn't know that.
I heard it on Flogget the other day. Folk may need degrees to get good jobs, but it doesn't bring you friends, just rivals.
And business, you know, may bring money, but friendship hardly ever does.
Eh?
From Emma by Jane Austen. I just read it.
Oh, stop showing off. I mean, I'm impressed. You see, that's why I asked you to fill in form. You're much better at these things than me.
Don't think I don't know what you're up to, Edie, trying to use flattery.
I don't know what you mean. Lovely cookie. You are clever. How are you getting on?
I'm getting there. Mind, with all your interrupting, it's taking me longer than 10 minutes, they said, to put aside.
Never mind, we've nought better to do. Have a cookie before you do yours. What's that look for?